Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hi, folks, you're listening to Two Men in the Mouse, episode 119 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on August 25th, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Orlando universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I am joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Pete.
What's up?
Not much. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day, and we want to share that magic with you. So pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete?
Kevin.
All right, so we are a little late with the episode this week. You know, little update on what's been going on. People have been asking. I've been getting some tweets, some of them very kind and concerned, others kind of obnoxious. But the... I'm at deadline right now with my publisher for Rocinante Wrath of the Faithful, which is the second book in the series. And this week I really needed to finish the manuscript, which I did. But in order to do that, I had to write pretty much all Monday night, which is when we usually record. So we put off the episode, but we didn't want to leave you guys hanging with no episode this week. So we did decide to meet up a little bit later in the week. It's going to be a bit of an abridged episode. Just because Mondays are kind of our sweet spot to record. You know, Pete's very busy. You know, he's got two kids and whatnot. And, you know, my life has just been crazy lately. But this show is not going to fall by the wayside. We as of next week, we're back to a full-time schedule. But I didn't want Kevin, to let a week... Hey, what?
Let me interrupt you. I can't do it on Monday.
Oh, you can't?
No, I'm just messing with you.
Oh, okay.
That's not nice.
Yeah, that's not nice at all. So, as I was saying, we'll be back to basics on... Monday, but we didn't want to let you guys go a whole week without Two Men in the Mouse, so here it is. I really didn't think people were going to care, but people apparently cared.
Did anyone send you really nasty like tweets or anything?
I got a tweet today that I felt was like, why do you guys seem to have a problem with putting Two Men in the Mouse out? And I'm just like, okay, we don't have a problem. I don't know. And it probably wasn't even meant to sound like that. It probably wasn't meant to sound like all like snooty and whatnot. But that is 110% how I read it.
Yeah, but you know what? In a way, that's wonderful.
Because it shows that people care.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess I've just been so tired lately that it's just been like I don't know. But anyway, yeah. So here we go. We're doing the show. One thing I wanted to point out, Pete and I talked about a little concept before we went on the air. It's we'll be doing it in the future. We don't have a time frame yet. We're still working out some of the finer details of it. But we are going to start a regular topic that we're going to bring you, the listener, in on. So we are going to select listeners at random. Eventually, we'll be able to have some kind of sign up where you can, you know, enter So I want. You guys do a lot for us. Like, a lot of you guys have kind of helped with server costs and whatnot. I want to do something for you guys as well. So Pete and I were like, what could we do? We came up with the idea for a game called Defeat Pete, which is where one of you, the listeners, will come on the show and you will play a Disney-related trivia game against our good friend Peter Mandel. So,
well, I hope I don't choke at that.
I have a feeling that you're going to get wrecked in this game.
Yeah.
But, like, the game, like, what I was trying to think of, like, different ways to do it, and there was, like... I think one that I was kind of thinking of doing was have it be like a true false game where like I give you three Disney facts, two of them are true, one of them are false.
Okay.
And you have to pick the fake one.
All right.
But it'll be like really weird out there, or just trivia questions. I don't know. I'll put my snooty Corinne Chandler hat on and try to act all high and mighty. So. But look for more information on that in the coming weeks. I'll make some announcements in our Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/groups/twomeninthemouse. Okay, so you ready to hop into the news?
Yeah, let's do it. I've had a pretty crazy week as well. So I've had pretty much a Disney-less week.
Really?
So
what's been going on?
Oh, just lots of work. And I actually went to a concert on Tuesday, which I never do stuff like that.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't go to concerts.
I know, but I did.
What was it?
And it was Black Sabbath at the Art Center in New Jersey.
Can Ozzy still do, like,
well,
perform?
I gotta be honest with you, that's half the reason why I went.
Just pure curiosity?
I've never seen Ozzy. I was positive. My buddy actually he gave me this ticket for my birthday. So we went, and I was positive.
Why would you don't go to things like this? Why would one of your friends give you a concert ticket for your birthday?
Well, we had talked about going. I had never seen Ozzy, so he was like, you know, we should, you know, really see Black Sabbath. I mean, Black Sabbath's really who you want to see if you want to see Ozzy.
Right.
So, and then it just so happened. So I was like, all right, let's do this. That's cool. And then we had like a rather, you know, small / large gathering for my birthday. And he was like, he gave me that ticket. He's like, I'm going to cover your ticket for your birthday, which I thought was very nice and uncalled for.
Okay.
So we went. It was great.
Good. So how was he?
I was surprised at how good he was.
Really? So, like, he can still go, like, even being, you know, older than the Queen's bum.
Well, here's the thing, right? Ozzy, I looked it up. He's 67. But that dude clearly is, like, 67, but in, like, an 87-year-old guy's body, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure he, like, works out and does stuff because they kind of have to probably keep him, like, you know, going. But I got to tell you, he sounded pretty fantastic.
He's not biting any bats, I assume.
No, there was nothing crazy like that. There were a lot of We Love You Alls and God Bless Yous, because I guess he says that, like, after
Prince of Darkness says this now?
Oh, nonstop. But he always has. If you've ever seen him live, he's always like, God bless you all, like, in the middle of, like, a song, like, as they're playing. It's crazy. So.
So weird. Because yeah. I just imagined them just kind of, like, propping him up, like, in front of a microphone, like, leaning against something. And he's just like, I'm not the kind of person you think I am. Like,
well, I got to tell you, he was actually pretty clear. But halfway, now they played for an hour and a half. Halfway through the show, the drummer is not the original drummer, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's
an instrument you can't keep playing with age.
No. I got to be honest with you, I was surprised, you know. I mean, Tony Iommi just absolutely still kills it on guitar, but mm-hmm. I get that. But at drums, you probably can't do that. The drummer they have is this young guy. He killed it. But, like, halfway through the show, they were like, oh, drum solo. I guess this is, like, still a thing at concerts. This guy did, like, a 12-minute drum solo. And I'm positive.
To give Ozzy a chance to catch his breath?
Yeah, Ozzy clearly has an oxygen machine in the back. I mean, hands down, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have confirmation of it, but there's no way he doesn't have
Or at least a comfy stool in which he can sit upon to be fanned by groupies and given water.
Right. All right. Or that.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Like, I figured, like, Ozzy would be, like, at like, you know, performing at Food and Wine Festival level at this point, but good for him that he's still going.
Oh yeah, this is Black Sabbath's last tour, so
last ever.
Yeah,
interesting. Huh. All right, so ready to hop into the news?
Let's do it.
Okay, so worldwide news. The news first brought to you by Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. That is Dave Weikert of Magical Travel. And in the worldwide news, Disney is considering an Uber-like transportation service that would be run in-house.
Huh, explain that to me.
Well, again, I feel like it's, again, something where just like Disney's like, there's money being spent on our property, and we're not getting it. So, you know, they sent out a survey to resort guests about what they would like to see for a paid transportation service. So it would be a car or van service run by Disney, guest paid, and it would be only offered to on-property guests to go from somewhere on-property to another location on-property. So from on-property to on-property during the course of their vacation. So, like, I can't go and use it, like, as an annual pass.
Right.
Like, if I'm not staying in Disney Resort, you have to be staying in Disney Resort. I honestly feel like you would use this.
I would. And I imagine if they're going to do this, they would try and make the price somewhat comparable. Because if it was.
Well, and that's the thing. Amount. There's no way they make this price comparable to Uber. There's
well,
no way.
Okay. Disney comparable to Uber. How about that?
Uber is 66 cents a mile and 10 cents a minute. There's no way. There's no way. This doesn't cost you at least $30. First of all, with all the contracts that Disney has with Mears, there's no way they're undercutting Mears.
But they have taxis right there at every hotel. I mean, I told you, how many times have I taken a taxi over someplace for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
It's not crazy expensive.
I can't.
Isn't this kind of the same thing?
First of all, you also can't. I don't think Disney has the ability to ban Uber from. I mean, I guess they could.
That's what I was actually going to ask you. Could they prevent Uber drivers from picking up at their places?
I mean, in theory, I suppose they could. Because, you know, you have to check in with the guard at every resort and at the location before you get into the parks. So, which, I mean, when I was an Uber driver and I picked up at the parks, I would never actually, like, say, like, I'm here to pick up for Uber. I would always just give them my annual pass to scan because, like, it was easier.
Right.
But, yeah, like, I mean, I don't know if they would ban Uber because, like, you know what? Maybe they would. I don't know. I'm sure Mears would be happy about it. Well, no, I mean, Mears wouldn't be happy, I mean to say.
It's a weird kind of subject, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they have taxis there.
They have taxis, and they have, and there are so many Ubers on Disney property. It's like, I feel like this is a waste of Disney's money. I don't think people are going to use it.
That's what I'm saying, but that's what I mean. The price would have to be comparable. I mean,
or,
you could pay more than you could just go walk outside and get a taxi at the bell stands.
Or Disney needs to have its own fleet of like super magical, like Disney inspired cars that play Disney movies and music and like really Disney it up.
Yeah,
because listen, at the end of the day, sometimes you might get a very nice Uber driver, like, you know. So it could be somebody very pleasant who has a pristinely cleaned car who will, you know, make charming conversation. And sometimes it's going to be some mouth breather who doesn't speak English, who has candy wrappers in the back with you and yells at you. So, you know, I guess it would also be a way of knowing that you're at least getting that Disney service no matter what.
No, you're right about that.
So. So let's say you had a... This was out there. You had the choice between Uber and this. And let's say an Uber from one end of Disney to the other, let's say from going to like Magic Kingdom to like one of the All-Stars or something like that, would cost you with Uber $5. With the Disney service, it would cost, let's say, $10 to $12. What are you doing?
I mean, for me,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm probably going Disney service, but I also don't use services like that. Like, I've never used Uber.
Yeah.
So, but I can't see many other people doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, this is one of those things that we're going to have to, like, we can only really pontificate about it right now. Like, we'll have to really look at it when it actually happens and comes out. They just had PhotoPass Day here this past week. It kind of snuck up on everybody because they announced it, like, only a few days before.
Okay, what does that mean?
So PhotoPass Day was you got complimentary downloads of certain areas for PhotoPass for that day. But they also had they had PhotoPass challenges that you can do. Like if you had accomplished all of like the a PhotoPass scavenger hunt, if you accomplished all of it, you got some kind of prize. And they had some rare characters out. They had in Magic Kingdom, they had Pinocchio, Gideon, and Foul Fellow together in Storybook Circus. That's an interesting get. At Epcot, they did friend and foe, or friend or foe, which was, so you had Mushu with Mulan over in China, Snow White with Dopey in Germany, and then the Queen of Hearts was with Alice in UK. So, I mean, a picture with Alice and the Queen of Hearts in that garden, like, that's a good picture to get.
Yeah, I mean, listen, really anytime you can kind of team up two characters... You don't really take that for granted.
Agreed. So FCC testing has also revealed the next generation of magic bands.
Oh, tell me about that.
It's not even a magic band. It looks like a little circular soap. It's not on a strap.
What do you mean? What do you do with it?
It's like a little it looks like a little bar of soap with a Mickey head on it. I would assume that they would sell the strap. Like you can buy like custom straps for it, or it'll come with a strap. But if you don't want, because there are people that don't like to wear it on their wrist.
Really?
Like maybe you want to wear it on a lanyard.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, could you see that?
I mean, I guess so. I'm so accustomed to the magic band.
I know, me too. Though, you know what? Lately, I haven't been using my Magic Band as much.
Really? So what do?
I just bring my card in.
Oh, see, yeah, you have a card.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Sometimes, like, when it's, like, here's the thing. Like, during the winter, I'll wear the Magic Band every time. Sometimes in the summer, it's a little hot for that piece of plastic around your wrist.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean, like, when you're here every day, like, when it's, like, it was hot this summer, Pete. Like, it was the hottest Florida July since, like, the 1800s.
Right.
So, I mean, it was, like, there's a difference between hot and hot. Like, and it was hot. So, you know, we'll see. All right, so Disney Springs news. Disney Springs is testing a new bus service, a new bus route, which is going to, take place between Disney Springs and the theme parks. So before now, that has not been a thing. You haven't been able to take a bus to the parks.
Right, because of the parking.
Yes. Yeah. So the, you were not able to take a bus from a park to Disney Springs. Now you will be able to. So you can go from, let's say, Magic Kingdom straight to Disney Springs. However, this is a one-way trip. If you want to go back to a park after that, you have to go to a resort from Disney Springs and then take a bus from there.
Right. So they still get their parking.
Yes.
Ban, pretty much.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so also Guy Fieri is coming to Disney Springs, much to my chagrin.
Oh, you don't like him?
I just find him repugnant.
Really?
Yeah, I just, I don't
what
know.
Don't you like about him?
I don't, just the whole package.
Is it the hair?
There's not one thing that I like.
There's not one thing you like?
No. Like, I even ate at his Times Square restaurant one time. It was and okay, like I'm it. Not sure I ever need to do it again. See what I did there? I talked like you.
I'm just going to be silent.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really don't feel like I need to be eating his decadent food at the moment.
Okay. Well, I get that.
Trying to watch what I eat a little bit more. He's going to be teaming up with, and I've never heard of this person, but I feel like you're a Food Network guy, so you might. He's teaming up with Robert Earl from Robert Earl's Be My Guest.
I am a Food Network guy, but in the sense that, you know, my son really likes watching Food Network. I have no idea who that is.
Your 10-year-old son likes to watch Food Network?
Well, he's 11, Kevin, yes, he's very into Food Network.
I keep forgetting that with each new year, they get a year older.
They get one more year older.
your 11-year-old son watches Food Network. That's pretty awesome.
He does. He's into Food Network.
Your son is such an interesting kid. Like, he's not into, like, most of, like what, like, 11-year-old boys are usually into, which is, like, let's torture frogs or, you know, like, stuff like that. Like,
now, my son is different than, like, any, like, kid that you're kind of used to in a way. He's never hopped a fence.
Right.
You know, he thinks kind of outside the box. It's so funny. He was been on, like, a serious Bambi kick. So, which is wonderful. He's very into animals. Uh-huh. So he, like, went to the library and actually got the Bambi book, like, that the movie was based on.
Wow. Look at him, like, using the library, too. Like,
oh, yeah. He goes to the library every week. He's, like, a crazy book kid. But it's so funny. He read the book, like, in one day, which is way more than I would do. Mm-hmm. But he told me that actually in the book, the hunter that kills Bambi's mom, in the movie, it's kind of portrayed almost as the bad guy, if you will. But yeah, in the book, he does it to feed his family. So it's a little bit more.
How do we know that?
Because that hunter also helps some of the injured deer in the forest.
Oh, come on.
True story.
You're telling me that hunter is not seeing a wounded deer and is just like, oh, looks like my kids are getting seconds tonight.
I don't think so.
No? I don't know, man.
Not in the story, at least.
I'm not calling your son a liar. I'm sure it's in the book. But I don't know if I buy that, like, in a real hunting situation.
Well, it was a different time of hunting also. Remember, this book was, like, written in, like, the 20s or something.
That's true. So, the restaurant that they are going to be partnering up on will be the Observatory, which is the former Planet Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
I thought Planet Hollywood was keeping that Planet Hollywoodness.
Well, I mean, it is still owned by Planet Hollywood, but it's the Observatory now. Which, I mean, yes, huh. It's still technically a Planet Hollywood, but they are going to be running it.
Interesting.
Indeed. In water park news, wheelchairs are no longer complimentary at Disney water parks.
I didn't know they even were complimentary.
They were for a while. Now it is $12 to rent a wheelchair, but you have to put down a $100 refundable deposit that you get back upon receipt. So now the wheelchair pricing is consistent across the resorts. I mean, across the parks. So all water parks and theme parks are the same. No Magic Kingdom news this week, but we do have some Epcot news. Alberta Bound is going to be returning to the Canada Pavilion. They keep cycling in and out those Canada acts.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing now, right? That's what they want.
They're replacing the Canadian acrobat group Le Parfait, which is currently there. Their last performance is this Saturday, the 27th. So I'm sorry, Pete, you're not going to get to see them.
I'm a little bummed about that.
Yeah, I know. I know you had your heart set on it.
I'll have to YouTube.
Yeah. So also, this is interesting. This is some news I've been waiting on for a little while. Frozen Ever After now has a PhotoPass ride photo.
I saw that.
Yeah. So here's the thing. When I went on Frozen Ever After back in July, at one point, I'm not going to say what point it is just because, you know, spoilers and whatnot, but at one point, a flash went off. And I was like, was there a picture? Because it was like, it wasn't just like a strobe light. It was a camera flash.
Right, right. You know, yeah. You're familiar with the camera flash.
Yeah. So the camera flash goes off and, but there's no, like when you get off the ride, there's not even a place to like see your photo and get it. So I'm like, they must have like had it in there, but they don't now. So now the photos are available through PhotoPass now, but you must be wearing a Magic Band to get it.
Now I'm assuming you went on Park's blog and saw that sample pic.
Yeah.
Either that ride really stinks. Or those people are just completely miserable in that picture.
You know what? There's not... I mean, okay, well, you know, I can relate it to Maelstrom for you.
Okay.
It's the point where you go down, where you go backwards.
Okay.
That's where the photo happens. It's not really a moment where you're like Splash Mountain, where you're throwing your arms in the air.
I mean, and here's my problem with it. And by the way, I will take any additional ride photo they ever do. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really complaining. Trust me, I'm thrilled. But it's weird when it's just a picture of, like, you guys in a boat. Like, there's nothing else to add to it. You know what I mean? There's not something in the background. Nope. It's just you guys in a boat.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of weird.
And I mean, again, what could they really add? I don't know. But I'm just saying.
Funny because, like, when you're going backwards and they're taking the picture of you facing forwards, obviously, but all of the good stuff is happening in front of your face.
Right. Well, that would really be the best if they took the picture of, like, all the back of your head.
Oh, could you imagine? It's just like, oh, look, there's my there's my coif.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, yeah, that will. But see, now, there have been plenty of times where the RF technology doesn't work and I don't get the photo on my band.
You know, for as many pictures as I did last trip, and I mean, we did a lot.
Yeah.
Only one didn't show up.
Like I
took Which stinks because then you're done. You're out. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because then you never trust it again. If you take 3,000 pictures and 2,999 show up, you still never trust it again.
Right, but what can you do?
Yeah, but now with this, you don't even have the option to like... So ever since then, if there's a photo I really want, I will still walk up and scan my band to get it. But now you don't have that option on Frozen, so they better make this a pristinely perfect system.
I hope it is. I'd be bummed out if I didn't get that picture.
Yeah, me too.
Especially if it's something, you know, you're only riding once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're not going to ride. Like, you know, heaven forbid you don't get your video from, you know, Mine Train. I typically try and ride that multiple times anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, I'm getting at least one good one. Right. But, you know, not every ride you're going to ride three times, you know?
That's very true. And that Frozen ride, you're not riding that three times in a trip.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not like you can just walk on that thing, you know?
No, not at all. I mean, that's a six-month-out planned fast pass at this point.
Right.
So. In Hollywood Studios news, we have some concept art for Pizza Rizzo.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's a concept art that's kind of on the construction wall. It is. They gave it a real like small town pizza parlor feel.
Okay.
So all the signage is in like Italian flag colors: the green, the red, and the white.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really neat. They've got like a billboard with Rizzo on it. Like, it looks pretty cool. I'm happy to see it, and it looks like they're adding like second level seating as well.
Well, that would make sense. I mean, the structure had it, right?
Yeah. But they didn't use it for Pizza Planet, right?
Yeah, you could go upstairs.
You could?
Oh, well, yeah.
Right, we so only I guess upstairs. I shouldn't be so, you know, surprised by it.
And what's nice is they have an elevator, so if you have, like, a tray of drinks, like, it's easy to kind of just jump in the elevator, you know, as long as someone's pressing the buttons for you, and you're all set.
I'm wondering if it'll be, like when you go to, like, some of these big themed quick service places in, say, Universal, for instance, or to keep it in Disney, Be Our Guest, like, you go for quick service there, you place your order at the kiosk, and then they bring it to you.
Do they do that in Universal?
They do that at the Leaky Cauldron and the Three Broomsticks, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are the only, I think those are the only ones they do it at Universal, but cause, and they seat you too, like they take you to like the like whatever they ask you how many people there are, and then they will walk you to your table.
Oh, I like that actually.
Yeah, it's actually takes away a lot of the guesswork and the irritation.
You know, it's funny. I was at Tejas last night. One of the guys who goes with us told me that he's planning a Disney trip, and like, okay, awesome. My buddy Rick. I don't know if you've ever met him.
I don't think I ever met him.
But so he has a small daughter. She's going into kindergarten. So he's like, listen, we are going to go, not this October, but next October, we're going to go to Beach Club. They've been before. He's like, so we're going to save up all year. And he's like, so when the time comes, you know, can you help me with stuff? And I'm like, sure. So I was talking to him. I'm like, well, you got to be our guest because, you know, he's got an adorable little girl. So he's like, yeah, that's really the one. And I was saying that, you know, maybe you want to do it for dinner and, you know, you might want to do it for lunch too. But I was telling them about all the people who wait online to go to the kiosks to order their food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't get it.
I mean, I've done it.
And did it, like, move fast?
Yeah, it moved actually really fast.
Listen, the one time I did it, the line was so long. I mean, Kevin, there must have been 50 people online.
Really?
Yo, yeah, it was crazy.
You know what? Maybe it was just because I was talking to my friend Lauren. Like, I didn't really, like, I didn't really notice how long we waited.
Oh, nice shout out to Lauren. She is so good a friend that you didn't notice.
Yeah,
the enormity of the wait time.
We were there for breakfast too, so maybe it wasn't as crowded.
Oh, that makes sense. You got one of those breakfasts?
Yeah. No. Oh wait, no. We went for breakfast, but then she was super late, and we ended up having to go to guest relations because of her.
Right.
And then we ended up having to go to lunch instead. They changed our reservation.
Hmm. Interesting.
So you know, because I remember I got the roast beef sandwich. So. Now that is the news this week, but I kind of feel bad not doing any ticket attraction.
So what do you want to do?
You want to like see if we could just pull something out real quick, like just spitballing. They can get a little sense of our strategy sessions right here. A little spitball back and forth. Figure out an e-ticket real quick.
All right. What do you want to do?
Well, here's an idea. When I was on the Extra Magic Hour, Dimitri and I did like a draft where I think we drafted food. And,
okay.
But we did it where, like, so if I chose Le Cellier signature mushroom filet, he could then choose it again.
Right, of course. It's a draft.
So, yeah, so, but if we did, like, a draft, like, not a draft, but more like a dueling top five. So let's say we wanted to do, like, top five things we love in the Haunted Mansion, but, like, only one of us can say Madame Leota, or one of us can say the Ghost Host, like, and see, like, you know, what that would be.
Huh. I'm down for that.
Would you want to do that? Or we could do it where we can craft our own Disney attraction by choosing. All right, so you have to choose one soundtrack. I mean, it would be a hodgepodge of awfulness, but it'd be one soundtrack, one ride vehicle, one animatronic, and one, I guess, thrilling moment.
Huh, that's tough.
Isn't that tough? Like, do you think we can actually do that?
That sounds like it requires some thought.
Yeah, want to maybe do that next week?
It's not a bad idea, though.
Yeah. No, I like that. Let's remember that. But, yeah, let's do the top. I think we could spitball a top five Haunted Mansion.
All right.
Where like, but draft style, where, like, you know, we do
it. Yeah, so we're really listing the top 10 things that we love about it, but we are choosing our individual teams.
Yes, but it's like which one of us gets to throw it out there.
Right.
Okay. All right, so we are going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear from the rest of our sponsors and the White Dragon Podcast Network, and then we'll be back with our e-ticket attraction of the week, which you just heard decided upon here, right after this. So stay tuned, folks. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
course. Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weikert autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weikert.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey, and renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you gotta return them before you leave the park that day. This is gonna make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and dad's shoulders are gonna thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com. How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving things that you dream of in The Wisdom of Walt, and put Walt to work for you. The experts told Walt Disney that it would never work. A giant theme park where parents and children could play together? Crazy. So Walt put all of his money into this crazy dream of his. He put his reputation on the line, and anyone else would have quit, discouraged and disillusioned. But Walt Disney built Disneyland. So how did he go from dreaming to doing? And how can you do the same, no matter what your goal? In The Wisdom of Walt, Professor Jeffrey Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Through historical vignettes about Disneyland, as well as plentiful examples and exercises, Barnes creates a framework through which you can apply Walt's wisdom to improve your career, your company, and your life. In The Wisdom of Walt, you'll learn to listen to your Walter ego and start trusting yourself, go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland success, make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet, and create e-ticket experiences that keep coming back for more. The Wisdom of Walt is available in four different modes: hardcover, paperback,
ebook, and audiobook, and it has been the number one bestseller on Amazon in 5 different categories, including theme parks and personal success in business. To pick up your copy of The Wisdom of Walt today, go to Amazon.com or check out thewisdomofwalt.com. With The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Folks, the Haunted Mansion. We know it, we love it. It is hailed by many as the greatest Disney attraction of all time. But there are so many things to love about it, you just want to say everything is your favorite. But what if you had a friend sitting on the other side of the table from you that was desperate to take the things that you love and make it theirs? That is the experiment that you heard talked about before the break. And that is why for our e-ticket attraction of the week, Pete and I are doing dueling top fives on our favorite aspects of the Haunted Mansion. So, you know what? I just realized we started the commercial break and we didn't write down lists yet of anything.
Okay.
Do you want to do it like, so it shouldn't be like in a particular order because we're kind of going strategy-wise here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... So it is in no particular order. Like, the first thing we say is not our number five, it's not our number one, you know.
Well, but I would imagine it's our number one.
It very well could be.
I mean, don't you want to take the best thing first?
Yeah, kind
of. Of course, it's a draft.
Okay, so how are we, so how do we decide who drafts first? Coin toss?
Yeah, flip a coin.
All right, do you have a coin? Because...
Oh.
Hold on, I think I have a coin.
Oh, okay, good.
Nope, I don't. Not near me, anyway. You have a whole cash register there.
I do have a register, so let's see if we can get this open. All right. I got a quarter.
Okay. You want heads or tails?
I will give you the choice, since I'm doing the flipping and you are trusting me.
Very well. I will take tails, then.
Tails, which is actually the state of Alaska on the back.
Oh, very nice. Quarter you're flipping, then
it is tails. You go first.
Okay, wow, I get to go first. All right, so 5 things Haunted Mansion draft style. I get to take something from you now. Ooh, this is tough because there are like there are three things that I'm thinking about, but I gotta decide. All right, so for my first pick, Team Kevin drafts the ghost host.
Interesting.
I am drafting the ghost host to narrate my Haunted Mansion.
I mean, that's solid, because not every ride has a host.
That's very true. I feel like it's a strong get. I feel like it was definitely going to go in the first round, and I needed to scoop it up, because I thought that was definitely where you were going to go first.
It wasn't, and I'll tell you what I'm going to take first. And, I mean, I don't know, since we don't really have rules of what we can take and not take, I'm going to take the soundtrack.
So you're taking Grim Grinning Ghosts and the whole soundtrack, then?
Yeah, I mean, I think the music in that ride is a huge player.
That, you know what, that is a really, and not, it's not just Grim Grinning Ghosts. Like, I love the dun, like, as you go through. Like,
oh,
it's,
yeah.
Really, like, I think this, it, more so than almost any other ride, I think the soundtrack makes Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, it's pretty huge.
I mean, and but it makes Haunted Mansion, but it's not the only good thing about it. Like, in Small World, the soundtrack is, I would say 75% of that ride is the soundtrack.
Really? Think so?
I think so. I mean, the dolls are cool, but like, take the set. I don't know. Yeah, no, I think the soundtrack makes it.
I agree the soundtrack makes it, but I really like that Mary Blair style.
Yeah. But like, if that was to a different song, do you really think it would be as beloved of an attraction?
No. No, you're right about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Haunted Mansion has so much great music, you know, from so many of the different rooms too, and just, I mean, so under by soundtrack, I guess that means you get like all of the like sound effects too, like the screams and the.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the audio on this one.
All right, well, I mean, all the audio except for the ghost host because he's mine.
Right, man, he is yours. He is not part of the musical accompaniment.
Okay, all right. So we're into second round draft pick now. I mean, we can. I feel like we don't need to limit ourselves to five here. We can just go until this gets boring.
Until one of us quits.
Yeah. All right. So my second draft pick, I feel like I need to take something that is so uniquely Haunted Mansion. And there, once again, are two things in my mind, but one I feel like is something I absolutely need. So for my second round draft pick, I am taking the Doom Buggy.
Doom Buggy, that's yeah. A big one.
That's a big, and that was almost my first round pick because I was sure it was going to be yours, but You surprised me with that one.
Doom Buggy is big, but I feel like I could walk through that ride and still enjoy it just as much.
You could, or like if you just stood on like a people mover kind of thing, I feel like it would also be good, but I love me a Doom Buggy.
All right, Doom Buggy's pretty good. I'm going to do the wrong thing with my second pick, and I am going to pick Purely from the Heart, which I know you're not supposed to do.
No.
I'm going to take the Hitchhiking Ghost because it's my favorite thing in the whole ride. And for first-time riders, it is a wonderful reveal.
Yes.
The Hitchhiking Ghost. So I am going to take the Hitchhiking Ghost. I feel like so far between that score and the Hitchhiking Ghost, I mean, I feel like so far I have a pretty solid ride.
You have a pretty solid ride because not only do you get the Hitchhiking Ghost for the reveal, but you get the animation as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad.
But you have no narration and no vehicle.
Well, I'm pretty sure people can put together on their walking tour of this mansion what's going on.
Okay. All right, so I'm up next. I mean, you know what? With the Hitchhiking Ghost, one thing to talk about is I love when it's like it's not even just the fact that they look so cool. It's the fact that that Doom Buggy in front of you blocks them from view until the last possible second.
Yeah, it's great.
And when that Doom Buggy moves and you see those Hitchhiking Ghosts and you're just like, whoa, there's Phineas, Ezra, and Gust. Yep, I know the names.
Nice.
All right, so third round here, I got to go with a heavy hitter. But luckily, this heavy hitter also has a strong place in my heart. I am taking Madame Leota.
Madame Leota. She, the obvious choice there.
Yeah, and I believe that gives me Madame Leota in the entire seance room.
Yeah, I mean, really, the only real big, big hitter left on the board. I mean, she's like an icon.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yes, I would say she's an icon as much as the Ghost Host and the Hitchhiking Ghosts are. But, I mean, there's a lot of draft left to draft here, I think. But Madame Leota, I love that room so much. And before I started going a lot, I never really noticed the subtle nuances of that room, like all the instruments that are floating in the background and stuff like that. Like, I love that. Like, it really gives you a sense of, and it is the turning point of the ride. It's when the ride goes from creepy to fun.
Right.
Because, you know.
I agree with that.
Now we can see ghosts instead of just. I find the things that are moving and going bump in the night and shadows and stuff like that scarier than seeing the actual ghosts.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, that's why Alien is so much better than Aliens. Because
exactly.
It's about not seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't see it in Alien?
Well, you do see the alien in Alien, but it's you don't see it a lot. So it's kind of you know that it's there.
Well, like Jaws.
Yeah, same thing.
You don't see Bruce until in his full glory until like the end.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely something to say about horror in general is that it's the unknown is far. Like, did you watch Stranger Things on Netflix?
I have not watched it yet, but only because it's summertime, so I still have awake children all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But in 2 weeks, I'm going to watch all 8 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, like, they do, like, I won't spoil it, but, like, they do a really good job of keeping the monster scary and not, like, even when you see it, you just barely see it, you know?
Right.
Like, they do a phenomenal job. And, like, were you a fan of the 80s as a decade?
Well, I grew up in the 80s.
But, yeah, but so, like, you are really going to enjoy this because this looks like they walked through one of those magical doors in the back of every Walmart that transports you back in time, and they actually filmed it in the 80s.
Right. That's what I've heard. Everyone has said that.
Yeah, like everything from like the wallpaper to just everything. It really looked very 80s. Okay, so It's your third round pick, I believe.
Yeah, it's number three for me, and I'm going to go with the Eddie Murphy movie.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, don't do that to me.
I bet you could even guess what my next pick is, but I won't make you do that. Mm. I'm going to go with The Bride.
The Ghost Bride. Okay.
I'm going to go with The Bride. Big fan of The Bride.
Okay. So, by The Bride, you mean The Bride Seed, so you're getting The Attic.
Right.
Okay. So let me after three rounds, let's just tally it up here. Ghost Host is mine. So I got the Ghost Host, the Doom Buggy, and Madame Leota. You got the soundtrack, the Hitchhikers, and the Ghost Bride. All right. So I definitely want to poll the listeners after this episode and see who won and then talk about it next week. Like, have them vote on who won.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so round four. I feel like I need to go for something. There's so much classic that's still there, but there's also a lot of, like, smaller nuances that I think are very good to have.
Right.
But I think I need to go iconic and take the ballroom scene.
Ballroom scene. That would have been my next pick.
Yeah, and that's why I took it, because I knew you wanted it. Yeah, so I'm going with the ball. I mean, that ballroom scene, even though I know how it's done, like, I love watching those ghosts appear and disappear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one where the first time you're on that ride, you're like, huh, I mean, I can figure this out, mm-hmm. but
if I really think about it long enough.
It's so cool.
Yeah, like, everything, even, like, the candles, the fire on the candles disappears yep. and reappears. The guy underneath the table, Lord only knows what he's doing. The people coming out of the casket that from the hearse that backed into the ballroom, the dancing, of course. And I love the one of my favorite things in the whole ride is the organ player.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite thing in that scene is I love the gunfighters.
I was just going to say the duelers are also fantastic. I also love like the skulls and stuff that are coming out of the organ.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Very neat effect. All right. So what's your fourth round pick?
Fourth round pick. Not sure this is an actual pick or not, so mm-hmm. if it's not, you can tell me. But I'm going to take the extremely creepy exterior to the Haunted Mansion.
So are you taking the queue then?
I am going to take the queue also.
Okay.
But the walk up to Haunted Mansion to, you know, it's awesome creepiness.
So you're taking the interactive queue and the outside experience.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to, what's the next thing I want? There's like three or four things that are jumbling around in my head right now that I want. So, you know what? I have to go with the punk. You're going with the beginning of the ride with the queue. I feel like I need to go with the end. I need to go with the punctuation. I need to go with that last thing that you see that makes you just go, ugh. And that is Little Leota.
Yeah, Little Leota, pretty creepy.
I have to like complete my Leota collection by having Little Leota, I think.
Right. It's kind of like Monopoly.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, I mean, Little Leota, so insanely cool. I love Little Leota. And I love that Little Leota and Madame Leota are so connected because they are both, in essence, Leota Toombs, who was an Imagineer on the Haunted Mansion, Madame Leota being her face and Little Leota being her voice.
Right.
Because Madame Leota was voiced originally by Eleanor Audley, who voiced the stepmother and Maleficent. So, and then I forget the lady's name who does it now. But.
Now, for my next pick, I wonder if this is also a pick. I don't know, because I would be doing this sans Ghost Host, but I would take the stretching room portrait.
Ah! Oh, why didn't I think of that before? All right, yeah. So would you, like, write your own stretching room dialogue?
You know, maybe in a way I would, and I wouldn't mind doing this for real. I would love to hear it silent. Because it's creepy. You're in that room, and honestly, if you don't know... You just think you're in a kind of like a holding room before the ride, and then next thing you know, these pictures pretty much start presenting doom.
A silent, yeah, and then you wouldn't have my biggest pet peeve, which is people that talk along with the ghost host.
Yeah, that does bother me too.
I hate that so much.
You know, my poor daughter, when we were in Disneyland, when the lights went out, these girls who were right in front of her screamed so loud. Ugh. I mean, on purpose, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And listen, I'm all for people having fun, so I'm like, Abby, come on, everyone's having fun, but she was like in tears. because it like really freaked her out.
You know, and one of my friends one time said to me, they're like, oh, I love when there's lots of cast members in here because when the lights go out, everyone just screams so loud. And I told that story. I was like, funny you mentioned that because that's not a good thing to do.
But I told her, I'm like, listen, one day you're going to be this teenager. You know what I mean? It's just part of how it works.
You know what? If your daughter's anything like your son, no, she's not.
It's funny. I mean, she talks about that all the time.
What?
All the time. Like whenever
this is her traumatizing moment.
Yeah, because she's my ride buddy for Haunted Mansion. It's the one ride we go on together, like, okay. Absolutely. And she's like, well, I hope there's not anyone screaming in the beginning. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. Like, it's all right if people are screaming.
And you know what? Here's the thing. If you go on that ride 10 times in a row, 5 of those times, people are going to scream.
Yeah, it's just part of the ride.
At least
know?
5 of those times.
Right. It's like asking somebody not to scream on a roller coaster. Can't do it.
Yeah. Okay, so my next one, you know what? I'm going to take something that's kind of a hidden gem that most people don't even notice.
Okay.
I am actually going to take The Raven.
Love The Raven.
The Raven was originally supposed to be the host of the ride. The Raven was designed to be the narrator of the attraction, which is,
okay.
So the ghost host was going to be represented by The Raven, which is why The Raven is everywhere. The Raven is in that room with the casket with the green glowing. The Raven is in Madame Leota's area. The Raven is he's also in the graveyard. The Raven's also, as you fall out of the attic, the Raven's there.
Yep.
So he's all over the place. Apparently it is a tradition for cast members that work on the attraction. Every morning before they open it, they have to walk into the room with the casket and pet the Raven.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like their little tradition. Kind of like how at Pirates, when you close Pirates down, you have to say goodnight to George.
Right.
Not your brother, George Mandel.
No,
I'm talking, there was supposedly a ghost of an Imagineer named George that haunts Pirates of the Caribbean, and all the cast members have to say goodnight to him before they leave every night, or the ride will break down the next day. So that means that, like, a year ago, nobody was giving George any love. Like, people were just
everyone
like, George,
was really mad at George.
Everyone was just like, you know what, George, we're tired of this. Like, maybe you should say goodbye to us for a little while. Until you speak up, we're not saying goodnight to you. And the ride broke down every day.
See what they did?
Do you think the construction crews that did like the improvements and all the Imagineers also said goodnight to George before they left?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Come on. You're Imagineer. You're probably all into that. You let everyone know what you gotta do.
Yeah, but like Bill the construction worker doesn't care.
Well, if he wants to, you know, work on this ride, maybe he should.
You think that's like, you think they're like, so, Bill, you know, we'd like to bring you on board, but, you know, we have to know where you stand on, you know, ghost greetings.
Yeah, I'm positive that that's actually in there.
I mean, you've got a strong resume. We've seen you've worked on a lot of, you know, big construction projects. You're very good with your hands. You're a master craftsman, Bill. We really want you on this, but the subject of the ghost greeting, it's kind of a big one here.
I don't think that's that line.
Okay.
Do you?
You know, I don't, but you never know. Like, I mean, you know, there are plenty of people, there are plenty of, you know, guys I know that would be like, let's sing goodnight to no ghost.
Maybe just because I know me and you would be like, we are totally going to say goodnight to that ghost.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, I wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't be building anything because, let's face it, that's not going to be good for anyone. But
no, just say we're building stuff.
Like in like Earth 2, where you and I are like, instead of podcasters, we're friendly construction workers.
No. We're saying we're building stuff, but really we're just taking like selfies with all the like behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No. So like we're like deceiving the construction union then?
Yeah, they don't have to know about that.
Yeah, we're not paying union dues either.
Yeah, no, they believe in ghosts, so I mean, we can get this one past them.
Exactly, or we could say that we are ghosts.
That's even better.
And they have to say goodnight to us.
Right. Except maybe if they, like, locked us in there, that might be a little creepy.
Yeah, they'd be like, you're a ghost, why don't you just walk through the wall? it's funny you mentioned that. Okay, so what is your next pick?
I am going to counter your Raven with something else again. I know I'm picking poorly. This is how I also pick my fantasy football team.
Honestly, I think your picks have been very strong up to this point.
I am going to pick with my heart, and I am going to take something that you are going to giggle at, but I'm going to take The wallpaper.
I don't giggle about that at all. The wallpaper is amazing.
That
and
haunted mansion wallpaper is iconic.
It is. Absolutely.
It is something. I mean, literally, it's one of my favorite things in the entire.
It's on my Magic Band.
Yeah, in my Disney, like, you know, sleeve that I'm going to get tattooed on me. That mm-hmm. that image is on there.
You're really going to do that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I mean, if I ever have like a Disney room in my house, I want a room with Haunted Mansion wallpaper.
Oh, I wonder if you can get that.
I'm sure on Etsy somebody makes it.
Yeah, but you know, wallpaper is such a pain in the butt.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, just ask Sarah in the Carousel of Progress. Oh, when he makes his paint stirring machine and it.
Yeah, like, love it.
Oh, Sarah, you better clean that up, honey. I love how delightfully easy to make fun of the Carousel of Progress can become.
Yeah, I'm glad this draft isn't the Carousel of Progress, because I would have chosen Grandma, and that's about the extent of it.
Grandma who just wants to watch wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah. Or play video games?
I like that, Grandma.
Mm. Okay, so for my next pick, you know what? I have to cheer for the home team.
Okay.
So I am going to go with, I'm not a ghost. I'm alive. And there's only one other person in that entire attraction who is alive. So I'm going with the groundskeeper.
Love the groundskeeper and his puppy.
Yep. I get the dog too.
Yeah, of course.
By way of the groundskeeper.
Right. It's
a transitive property of the groundskeeper gives me the dog. All right, so what do you got?
Man, I'm trying to think. What do I really love? I guess I'm going to go with the grandfather clock, the 13 grandfather
Ooh,
clock.
The grandfather clock. That's a good one. That's a good pull. Though, you know, I think this every time I pass by the grandfather clock. The stationary little hand that looks like that is pointed to the 13.
Right.
You know, it's small, it's lumpy, it's kind of crooked. I know it's supposed to look like skeletal or like a branch, but doesn't it kind of look like a poop?
Huh. I've never really looked at it like that.
Wait until you. I'm sorry, Pete, because you're never going to not see it as a poop now.
I'm pretty sure I'll see it as what it's supposed to be.
You think you're going to keep seeing it as a clock hand, huh?
Yeah.
What if I'm in the next Doom Buggy over and I'm like, Pete, doesn't it look like a poop?
Somebody pooped on that clock.
Look, somebody pooped on the clock. Ghosts are pooping on the clock.
Nah, I'm pretty sure I'll be all right.
Ugh, like, could you imagine, like, ghosts still have to poop?
That'd be a bummer.
That'd be a huge bummer. Like, I feel like part of, like, the fun of being a ghost is, like, I don't have to worry about stuff like that anymore.
Yeah, but then that means you don't get to eat anymore, and that seems sad.
Yeah, but it's like you never have to, like, you know, no DVR, no problem. You never have to get up off the ghost couch.
Right.
Or what if you no? Because remember, like in Casper, when the ghostly trio were they were eating and it just like fell through them, and he had to clean up the floor.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. Like they'd put it in their mouths, but then like it would just like fall through the ectoplasm and just fall right on the floor. And Casper had to pick it all up.
It's just no good.
Here's the thing: if Casper can hold a dustbin in his hand to clean up the food on the floor. Can't they hold the food, like, and, you know, they could pick up the food to eat it, so.
Well, but that's the thing. By picking something up, you are making an effort to hold on to it.
Okay, so you're saying.
But when it's in you, it's like subconscious. You're okay. You can make your stomach hold it.
Well, and do ghosts even have stomachs? I would say probably not.
They definitely have stomachs.
I don't think so, dude, because, like, they were, like, you know, the ghostly trio was, like, they were just translucent sheets, basically.
Right, but what do you think's under there?
Nothing.
Nah, they got a stomach.
They're not wearing sheets. It's just their body. They're pretty much nude.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a stomach in there. It just, you know, falls right through it.
I don't know. And like, how was Stinky able to smell bad? Like, do ghosts have sweat glands, or like, can he just like? So you can like, if you can't choose to like have food, can you choose to? Like, smell bad?
Huh. Well, I mean, it is a sheet-like substance. So maybe, you know.
And what about Fatso? You know, like Fatso, like if you're a ghost and you're just this replicating ectoplasm, you should be able to just put yourself into any shape you want. Like you don't have to be like, you know, or maybe he's just like, you know what? This is who I am. Don't fat shame me.
Could you maybe that'd be really cool if the Haunted Mansion now smelled really bad. Because all these ghosts and like undead like in the graveyard.
Oh god, they had like smell-o-vision to it?
Yeah.
Oh. You know what? I would love how that can be your next pick is the smell of the corpses in
But it doesn't smell.
No. No, it doesn't. And that's one of the things we love about it. Okay, moving along to my next pick. There's like a big thing that I feel like I should take, but my heart's going in different directions here.
Okay.
I feel like I need to take one of my favorite illusions in the Haunted Mansion. Not really illusions, but effects.
I know it's going to be because it would have been my next pick.
Is it the piano?
No.
Oh, well, yeah, for me, it's the piano with the shadow on the floor.
Okay. That one's a great one.
Yeah, I mean, I love, and for the life of me, before I moved here, I never noticed the shadow on the floor.
No.
Swear to Buddha.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. All right, what do you got? What's your big thing that you have to pick?
I'm going
to
take that, because I think it's actually one of the creepier things, because I find myself really staring down that hallway to the candelabra, is that how you say
it?
Oh,
the candelabra.
I think that thing is really cool, and I'm always convinced there's something else down there.
The next thing I'm going to take is, you know, there are plenty of hidden Mickeys in Walt Disney.
Right.
We know this. But right. Only one hidden Donald that I know of, and that is the Donald Duck face on the chair.
Love a duck face.
I don't even know if that's supposed to be Donald, but it looks like Donald. So
well, if it's not, you just pick the bust.
It means I'm taking a chair for nothing.
Right.
But
I am going to, with my next pick, I'm going to take the portrait heads that follow you.
The portraits or the marble heads. Bust?
You know, the giant bust that, like,
the marble
bust
of the greatest ghostwriters the literary world has ever seen?
Correct.
Okay. Right, so you got the marble busts. Huh. I mean, I don't want to be greedy and take the entire graveyard, because I feel like it's too big to just take. I feel like we need to take, like, individual things from the graveyard.
Huh. That's interesting.
So I am going to take the singing busts in the graveyard.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best part. What am I going to go with next? That's a tough call.
Yeah.
I'm going to take, because I feel like it's one of the actual, like, you know, kind of, like, takes your breath away, like, scary parts, is the heads that jump out from behind the graves. Old school effect.
Yep. As I like to call it, the Kate Smith killer. When I went on Haunted Mansion with Kate Smith from Mouselanious and Yoho Yoho Blogger's Life for me. And as we're passing that first one, she knows it's coming. And she's like talking and she's mid-sentence and it popped up. She screamed like she just witnessed a murder.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, I couldn't believe it. To the point where, like, I was dying to see it happen again, so I was trying. I was hoping against all hope that the next one was going to get her too, but it didn't.
All right.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel here. I'm trying to think of what else. I don't want that casket because I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I feel like it is... I feel like that should be post-Madame Leota.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that.
All right, so you know what I am going to take? I'm going to take the portraits right in the beginning that when the lightning flashes, they change into other things.
Oh, those are cool. Really like those.
Yeah.
I'm going to take something because I feel like it teams up well with both my wallpaper, the clock, throw in the soundtrack. I feel like this is going to be like a big thing. I love those doors. There is something on the other side forcing those doors like open.
Right. No, I'm with you on that. That's a good pull.
I think that's pretty an awesome effect.
Mm-hmm. Just I'm going through the attraction in my head right now, thinking. You get to the room and get in the attic and then fall. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like something specific in the graveyard scene, possibly. You know what? I really like the Viking opera singer ghost.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
All right. Do you want to say like I think this is 12, so do you want to say this is the last pick?
All right. Yeah, I don't even know really what to grab here. Let me think of something.
You got this. There's got to be I know there's something outside the box that you know of in this attraction that has your attention.
I'm trying to think. This is like a pretty tough one.
You got the room, the stairs, you've got the...
I really like the stairs effect.
Do you want to take the stairs?
I'll take the stairs effect, especially since I believe it's kind of a Disney World exclusive, right?
I believe it is, yeah. The other ones... Didn't it used to, like, beforehand have spiders in that room or something?
Oh, I don't know. Did it?
I feel like it did before they revamped it, but I'm not...
I'll take the new stairs effect. I do like that.
All right. Well, I mean, there it is. So, want to do a quick rundown? Because I've been keeping score.
Oh, you wrote it down? Nice.
Yep. So, my team is Ghost Host. The Doom Buggies, Madame Leota, the ballroom scene, Little Leota, the Raven, the groundskeeper and the dog, if I can read my own writing, the piano scene, the Donald Duck face chair, the singing busts, one of which everyone says is Walt Disney, but it's not. The changing pictures and the opera ghost. Pete has the soundtrack, including Grim Grinning Ghosts, the hitchhiking ghosts, the ghost bride and the attic scene, the interactive queue, the stretching room, the wallpaper, the grandfather clock, the floating candelabra, the marble busts of the ghost riders, the pop-up heads in the graveyard, the doors that have something behind them that we never see, and the stair room. So there you go. Which one do you think? Yeah. What were we saying?
I was going to say that last pick for you, that the Viking, is awesome. That was a great last pick.
Yeah. Thanks. I felt like it was a deep cut. You know, like it's something that there's so much going on. Like I really like to look around the graveyard because there are ghosts from all over the world there. There are medieval knights, there are opera singers, Vikings, there are mummies, there are ghosts from literally like every era of history.
Right.
So I really like that room a lot. All right. So who do you think had the better team, folks? Who wins this draft? We want to hear your Monday morning quarterback, opinions. So log on over to facebook.com/groups/2menandthemouse. I will make an official poll as well, but we also want to hear you just make a post, just be like, you know, Pete had the better list, Kevin had the better list. We want to hear it, and we want to know why. If you could put together your own, your own draft, your own Haunted Mansion, your own dueling top five, whatever you want to call it. This is more of a top 12, but we want to know, we want to hear about it. So, you want to close it out there?
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. Not bad.
I enjoyed this one. I think we kind of pulled an episode out of nothing right now.
I know. It was fun, though.
Yeah, it was.
This was almost like how me and you normally just talk.
I feel like this is something we would have done in the store before the show was ever a thing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. This is totally something you... And, you know, I also urge people because, like, this is... And, again, I'll give credit to the Extra Magic Hour because, you know, Dimitri introduced me to this concept. I don't know if... You know, it was their idea or whatnot, but it's a really fun game to play. And I think that if it's a game that you can play with your friends, you can play with your family to get psyched for a Disney trip.
Oh, definitely.
I also feel like it'd be a fun game to play with like four people.
Yeah, you might have to go something bigger in Haunted Mansion, though.
I feel, yeah, like Dimitri and Anne did it one time where they made their own park.
Right.
But they had categories. Like they had you needed like certain number of restaurants, attractions, dark rides, character experiences, yada yada yada.
Cool.
So if you haven't heard that episode on Extra Magic Hour, go check it out, folks. It was a good one. So all right, you ready to get out of here?
Let's do it.
That's going to do it for 2 Men in the Mouse this week, folks. Please give our social media pages some love. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/2meninthemouse, Twitter at 2menInTheMouse, Instagram, WhiteDragonPN, network Twitter, WhiteDragonPN, and network Facebook is facebook.com/WD Podcast Network. If you want your questions answered on the show, send an email to questions@2menInTheMouse.com. And if you like the show, do us the honor of sharing it with a friend or family member. Tweet it out. Talk it up. Give us a rating interview on iTunes. Every little bit helps us tremendously, and it's only through you guys and your kind words that this show will continue to grow and prosper. For our good friend Peter Mandel, if you want to always look him up, check him out at Rogue Comics over at 105 North Union Avenue in Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or go to roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please talk to our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. Also, folks, if you are looking to rent a crib or stroller while you are on your next Disney vacation, check out our good friends at Kingdom Strollers, who you can find at kingdomstrollers.com. They will deliver the crib or stroller of your dreams directly to your Disney resort. Also, folks, check out our good friend Jeff Barnes and The Wisdom of Walt, his book showing you how you can apply the lessons of Walt Disney to your own daily life. Check it out at thewisdomofwalt.com. And for me, folks, please check out my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/KevinJKessler Author, where you can find links and to where you can purchase my book, Rocinante, fantasy action adventure about dragons and magic and all sorts of good stuff like that. There's a link on there. The little button says shop now. Takes you right to the Amazon page. You can get it both ebook and paperback formats. All right, so thank you so much for joining us again this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
Nope. That was a good one.
That was a good one. I enjoyed it. All right, please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives. We will see you next week on 2 Men and the Mouse.